Welcome to Look Behind the Look, the celebrated podcast that explores your favorite looks in film, television, and fashion history. Through conversations with the fashion world's elite and award-winning hair, makeup, and costume designers on sets around the world, you will see and hear exciting tales from behind the scenes, career origin stories, and tons of advice and tips. I'm your host, Tiffany Bartok. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Look Behind the Look. This week, we are really diving into the world of gaming, special effects, total horror. We're talking about a show called Twisted Metal, which many of you may be familiar with. Some may not. We are going to be talking to Stacy Perry, who is behind these wild designs that I'm so scared of. They are terrifying, and people really, really love them, who love the game, love the show. It's had season one, and we are waiting for season two. It's been announced that there's going to be one, but they haven't started filming yet. Soon. Stacy Perry herself is talking to me from Louisiana. She is a seasoned makeup artist and special effects artist. She calls New Orleans home. That's where she works and where she worked on season one. Her artistic journey began at a very young age, and we're going to talk about her family upbringing, which is so kooky and cool. I just loved hearing the stories about her growing up and sort of making their own movies. The family would all come together and sort of explore their creativity and make these cute little films that were wild. And now it's become a full-blown career, as she will tell us. She's equipped with professional training. She excels in both makeup and special effects makeup, and she's showcasing her proficiency through efficient work and ongoing skill development, both as a department head and a key makeup artist. So let's dive in with Stacy Perry. You're going to love this conversation, especially if you find yourself in different areas like LA and New York are not the be-all and end-all for a lot of makeup artists. We love to bring on people who make it work in other cities. She's busy all the time. So if you're Louisiana-based especially, this is a really empowering talk because you'll see that there are other places in the country to really thrive in this industry. So let's get into it.
I'm dying to talk to you because I realized I never really talked to anybody in your world of like gaming and, you know, this whole, my son's not a gamer. And so, you know, I'm kind of like out of the loop of all things, you know, Twisted Metal. And your show Twisted Metal is a huge success. And I want to talk to you a little bit about this whole world and your place in it. So let's talk about how you're in Louisiana. Are you?
Correct. New Orleans.
New Orleans. Okay. So is that where the show is filmed?
That's where we filmed the first season. We're not sure about the second season, though. Still waiting to figure that out.
Okay. So is that how you found yourself on the show? Did you hear that it was coming? Or how did you find yourself in the Twisted Metal universe here?
Well, I was recommended to the UPM, referred to him by another fellow makeup artist and department head, Leah Votro. And I did my quick interview, and that was that.
Done deal.
Yeah. We just kind of jumped right into it. And I got really lucky. You know, there was enough stuff going on in this show that we needed to have two departments, special effects makeup and a makeup department.
Okay.
So, and then I recommended my good friend, Lana Mora, who is also a wonderful local to New Orleans makeup department head. And I mean, we just hit the ground running. It was great.
Oh, amazing. So you get to work with your friend on this. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's one thing about being in New Orleans and working there is that everyone knows everyone. So you're lucky enough to get to work with your friends all the time.
Okay, good. Yeah, because we never get to see each other in this creative world.
Right.
I feel like it's always like one person per job. And then, you know, you just meet out, you know, in extracurricular activities.
Correct. And we're lucky we get to do both. So
that's fantastic. So tell me how you got into special effects. I mean, because your portfolio was probably what secured this in 2 seconds. It's extensive, and you've always been living and breathing in this skill, in this talent.
Well, I mean, both of my brothers are actors. I have an older brother, and he's been acting since I was a kid. And so I was always kind of roped into creating things with him. You know, I can remember being really, really young and him filming like this big horror scene where I get my neck cut. And I mean, I remember from back then going, this is really cool. And
so did he say you're going to do this? And you, like how did, was he the director?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And that's, he's the director as well. So, I mean, yeah, he's always had that in him too. It's like, here, you're going to do this and this. Well, okay.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've always just kind of worked on stuff together for a really long time. And we had this great little TV show that was, gosh, it was so much fun to do. It was MC Outdoors that had played on Fuel TV. It was like in 2006, maybe, I think we filmed it.
Fun.
And I mean, it was me, both of my brothers. And yeah, I got to do all the makeup, and I also got to do a lot of like special effects, like not only just makeup, but like props and stuff like that. So it was a lot of creating and trying to figure out how to rig certain things. And I mean, that from there, it was just like, okay, this is absolutely what I want to do. And it's just been fun ever since.
Do you, did you, was this, like, to be clear, was this like public access, or like, what do you mean you had to show? I love that.
Yeah, it was great. They both, well, my oldest brother directed it. I think he had a cameo in the season finale. But my little brother was one of the stars in it. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was like, what's it called? I'm trying to think. There was like the bigger show. So it was like a mini show in a show,
Oh,
if that makes
okay.
sense.
Yeah. Kind of like when we would watch cartoons and there would be like a 5-minute preview of another show or something like
Correct.
that. Do you
Yeah,
have
it
it
was.
available on YouTube or anything? Did
I
you?
think it is still on
I love
YouTube.
that.
I think it is. I think that it was up there for a while. I'm not sure if they pulled it down and then put it back up again. But yeah, it was so much fun to film. I mean, we filmed in LA all over the place, and yeah,
That's
it was
fun.
great. We had
You and your
puppets.
two brothers.
Yeah, I mean, can't ask for better than that.
Oh my gosh. And where do you fall in the line? Is it, it's two older
I'm the
brothers?
middle sister.
You're the
The
middle.
middle sister.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And they're both actors working now. And oh
Yeah.
my gosh. Okay. So what were your parents? How did you grow up? Were they creative as well?
Yeah. So my mom is actually a costume designer, not in the industry. She's just a costume designer. We used to
Wow.
be, you know, being from Louisiana, we were in all of the Mardi Gras pageants and stuff like that. So we always had all the costumes and stuff like that. And then my dad, I mean, he was a draftsman, so he had those skills as well. So I mean, we did grow up in a very artistic family,
That's
so we've been very,
amazing.
very lucky. Yeah,
And
and
they've
they've
always
always
been
been very
supportive.
supportive. Yeah, absolutely.
When did you find yourself like doing this? Like, what was that evolution like?
I mean, you know, so there was a lot of day playing and kind of getting. Especially like coming from Los Angeles, you know, in Los Angeles, you just kind of like work on everything you can possibly work on. And then moving back to New Orleans when the industry kind of picked up in there, in that area, it was a lot of day playing and kind of getting people to know you.
So you went
'Cause I know.
from Louisiana to LA and then got it going on in LA and then came back to NOLA when it was really like popping.
Right when
Okay,
it
got
started.
it.
Well, yeah, I mean, yes and no. I mean, there we went through a big phase of it was pretty slow because they had kind of taken our tax credits away for a little
Oh,
while.
right. I remember that.
Yeah, and then like when it came back, I mean, we pretty much hadn't stopped. It was nonstop work up until the strikes. I mean,
Wow.
like I
Wow.
went literally from one trailer to the next trailer. There was no break in
Amazing.
between. Yeah, it was so good. So
Oh,
good.
wow. So the strike, how did you get through the strike? How were you affected?
Yeah, we were all really affected pretty badly. As a matter of fact, I mean, I know that I was one of the lucky ones who worked up until July, whenever SAG also started to strike. But I mean, a lot of my friends hadn't at that time hadn't worked for almost a year.
Okay.
Because everything was kind of slowing down because
Yeah.
they knew it was coming.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
so, I mean, for me, you know, I'm lucky enough that I have other businesses and other things that I do.
Okay.
You know, I'm a face and body painter, so I was able to kind of, you know, do that. And I have other businesses that I can kind of fall back on. So So I'm lucky in that sense, whereas obviously not a lot of people are.
Sure. Yeah. So were you working on Twisted Metal when the strike was called?
No,
No.
we actually filmed Twisted Metal, I think, in the summer of 2022. So
Got it.
last year I was in the middle of filming an untitled marine project,
Oh.
is what it's called. Yeah. Yeah, we were right in the middle of filming that, and hopefully, we were supposed to start up again like next week, but that pushed to
Okay.
May. So
Okay.
they're doing some revamping of some stuff. But yeah.
Okay.
Not,
I'm really
it's
curious about
something
what
to look
untitled.
forward to.
I'm really curious about what Untitled Marine Project is.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to talk about it, so I won't, but
I think I can
yeah,
guess.
it was also a lot of fun. I mean, I've been really lucky. I think every show that I've done, I'm just like, wow, this is great.
Yeah. Well, it seems like you really love your job, which is crazy to me because I'm terrified of your job. It seems so scary. I am scared of all of it. So tell me, like, now let's get into like, this is a whole world that's already established. So what is that like walking into that with these diehard fans and like, this community that's
Yeah.
already built? Is it
So
intimidating?
that was, I think, our biggest concern, for Alana and myself. It's like, okay, well,
Yeah.
this has such a huge following. We don't want to mess anything up,
Right.
and it was really important to kind of get all of those characters accurate and as right as we could. And, I think just having such a supportive team, and even like the showrunner and the writers and everything, made it pretty easy to kind of get through all of that. And
And how did you find them being supportive? Like when you need something, they provide, they collaborate with you creatively.
both of those
Yeah.
things. I mean, we were able to have I guess blessing and a curse, because who has time to have all of these meetings? But we were also lucky enough to have
Yes.
we would have the production meeting for each episode, but we'd also have a special effects makeup meeting, and we'd have a
Nice.
makeup meeting and
Okay.
the hair and makeup together. So I mean, I was sitting through at least two of those meetings. I would sit through the makeup one and the special effects makeup one, and really be able to get into detailed information on what this character is supposed to be like, what their vision is, what my vision is, and together we were able to just kind of put it all together.
Was there anything that you saw differently and then had to kind of work through?
No, I don't think so. I think we've kind of all had a lot of the same ideas. I think that we're all around the same age, so had a lot of the same influences growing up as
Sure.
far as movies. There's a character, Loud, which is Stephanie Beatrice's brother in the show, and he gets killed, spoiler alert, but he comes back. And when he comes back, like, to kind of haunt her, my question was, okay, so is this like American Werewolf in London style, where he kind of gets worse? And I mean, they knew instantly. They're like, yes, that's it. So we
Okay,
kind of
good.
all were on the same page for most everything. I can't really remember anything where there was a pushback
Right.
on anything.
Nice.
I think the only look that we kind of went back and forth with a little bit was the clown looks of Stu, not Sweet Tooth, because his
Okay.
look was set,
Okay.
but towards the end in the finale, he kind of puts makeup on two of the characters, and it was what that makeup was really going to look like. In my face and body painting background, I'm like, oh, is this supposed to be like the perfect clown makeup to kind of match him? But no, it's supposed to be like totally rough. Like, he takes his hand and just goes and smears it
Right.
on him, basically.
Right. Because you're saying
So
something about his character with that, right? Okay. I got
exactly.
it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but that's, I think that's the only thing we kind of went back and forth on a little bit. Sorry about that.
No, no problem.
And, but other than that, like I said, it was all very, very smooth. And
Nice.
yeah.
Nice. And so how does this lend itself to other work? Like, do people say like she, well, of course you have special effects down on lock, but like, what if you want to ever, I don't know if you ever want to leave that world, but what if you wanted to do something on, you know, a show that is like a modern, not modern, what is the word I'm looking for? Like, you know, a contemporary show.
Sure, sure. And that happens to me a lot of times where I think that people think that that's all that I do, yeah, or that's all that I'm interested mm-hmm, in. Mm-hmm. Again, luckily in New Orleans, because everyone knows everyone, they know that I do regular makeup as
Got
well.
It.
So, and I've been, you know, I've department headed just your, I guess, I hate to say basic shows, but, you know,
no, I know exactly what you mean. I know
a lot of special effects in them. And so that helped me a lot. I think it would be more if I wanted to work elsewhere, that it would be kind of establishing that I can do both. And so I try not to get too pigeonholed into just special effects makeup, but that is where I have the most enjoyment.
Yeah. Is this the first series that you have department headed?
No.
Okay. No. So what other shows did
series?
You-
I mean, series, yes.
Okay.
Other movies, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then, yeah. And what are the differences between working on a series and a movie? Anything?
I mean, for me, I guess the only difference where I find it that you have, I guess, bigger challenges is whenever we have different directors for each episode.
Sure. Okay. Got it. And how's
yeah.
that? I always am curious about that. I really am. And nobody really ever tells me the truth. Is it, is it different when someone else is on set? Are there certain things that this one cares about over that one? Or
absolutely.
What's an example of that?
I mean, I think that they have a lot of different styles of directing. And so whereas one director may want a lot of input from what you think, maybe another one doesn't even think about that.
Got it.
And like, so for me, that is, you know, I think and a lot of times at the beginning, and especially for like Twisted Metal, before that director starts, that's your time to really get all of the questions answered that you have. Because once they get into it, I find a lot of times they are just in their own zone.
Right.
And
right,
it's kind of
right.
hard to snap them back out and like, well, wait, this doesn't work because of this. And I think that you have, again, you have directors that are more open to stopping, listening to what you have to say, whereas other ones are like, oh, no, we just have to get this.
Got it.
So anytime I'm watching a show, it's really funny. You know, when I first started out, it's hard not to watch a show and critique everything.
Sure.
And I remember in the beginning of my career, I was like, oh, I can't believe they did that. And then as time goes
you
on,
you see what happened.
I go, oh, well, that's because they had to get that shot and they didn't give them time to go in and get last looks or whatever, you know, and it's like, oh, it's much more forgiving now.
Right. I know people always think that, you know, knowing all this behind the scenes stuff, that it's going to make me not be able to like, you know, forgive anything, but I find myself to be more forgiving, you know, like,
yeah.
Oh, clearly that was the emotion they wanted. That was the emotion in the take. And that's the one that the makeup artist is going, why did you do that to me?
Yeah. It's like, oh, so that was the time that they waited, you know, 12 hours before they put this person on who now has bags under their eyes and there's nothing you can do about it. Like, oh, yes, yes. That's what happens there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's the last shot of the day? Yes, yes.
Yes,
after
exactly.
16 hours, they just
in
just
prosthetics.
Got it.
Yes, exactly. Oh, my God.
Never failed.
What has been some of the biggest challenges that you've come across? Like, were you ever just like, oh, today sucks? How am I gonna get through
definitely,
this?
Definitely. I mean, I've gotten a lot of times, you know, you get pieces from an effects house outside.
Of course.
And when you get them in, it's like, how the hell am I going to make this work? Because it's not what you discussed or, I mean, that happens a lot. Or it's the wrong colors and you're like, oh, okay. I have to figure out the scheduling time to make sure somebody is covering set while I'm fixing this, or vice versa. You
Oh,
have to find somebody to
sure.
help fix it, or how to figure out how to make it work.
Sure.
That happened a few times to us. Or, I mean, gosh, one of the things that happened that was horrible was we got this, we got Sweet Tooth's, one of the rigging for Sweet Tooth's machete scenes where he gets, I think it was he stabbed somebody through the chest. So the machete is sticking out the back of the person.
Okay.
So we got that rigging in and we opened it up and the entire machete fell apart.
Oh no.
Like broke in half.
And this
I'm
is
like,
the day you're shooting it.
I think 2 days before.
God.
So that shot didn't get done, you know, because
okay.
There was nothing we could do.
Yeah.
We couldn't put it back together. It was done.
Yeah.
So we just had to fake it, you know?
Right.
And I find that that's probably specifically special effects makeup, that those are some of the hardest things, the biggest challenges that I ever have.
Because now I thinking about that situation, I would think that's also art department, right? So like, is there ever, like,
there
you guys.
There was a lot of, I guess, lines that kind of were blurred specifically
sure.
for like Twisted Metal. You know, and it happens a lot for other shows as well. You know, like we were in charge of all of the dead bodies. So, and that happens sometimes and sometimes it doesn't. But I mean, every dead body that you see in Twisted Metal was supplied by our department.
By your department?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. You know, props at the time, they were like, we just have too much to do. And we don't have enough people to do it. And they were like, can you guys do that? And I'm like, I guess we can.
Sure. Oh my gosh. Isn't this funny? I mean, just the sentence, it makes me laugh when you say we were in charge of dead bodies. Like, this is your life. But
yeah.
It's been your life for a long time. So it's
oh,
all
yeah.
very familiar to you.
Yeah. I mean, so yeah, we had all the, you know, the lines were blurred there. Same thing with, well, I mean, props, a lot of times set deck, even we kind of crossed over into that a little bit. But luckily, I mean, we just all kind of pitched in and helped each other out because we all, you know, we all want it to be a success.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is a huge success, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like 93% of audience score on Rotten Tomatoes and like everybody, I mean, that's an accomplishment in itself for like a culture to sort of like approve of what you're doing.
Right.
So that must feel really good.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was really, I just had a feeling that it was going to be successful just based on the scripts alone.
Nice.
I mean, like, I just remember reading those scripts while I was on another show, like in between their takes and everything. And I just remember laughing out loud. And I was like,
oh, good.
I don't remember the last time I was this, in, you know, pulled in by a script.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And so I
That's
kind
such
of
a
knew
great
that
feeling.
It was going to be, yeah, exactly. So you know you're going in with some a good base, you know?
Yeah.
And that was that was nice.
And so you're not shooting now, but it's going to have a season two. Yeah.
It's going to have a season two. I spoke to the showrunner, I guess, maybe 2 weeks ago, and they
Fantastic.
Just said they're just in the first parts of planning season two. So
that is awesome.
Hopefully it comes back to New Orleans. You know, I think the city really needs it. And all of us in that community.
Well, yeah, I mean, it has to, right? I mean, they have to have all the same people. What if they couldn't get the same people if they moved it? So,
yeah, I mean, it's one of those things and a lot of times this happens for people who have never filmed in Louisiana before. You know, they're not prepared for the weather that we have.
Tell me about that. The
it
heat.
Comes as a shock. I mean, it's not just the heat. No, don't get me wrong. We were in the summertime and it was hot.
Yeah.
It was probably the hottest summer that I've ever shot through.
Really?
And I've shot through 4 summers in a row.
Jeez.
It never fails. We always get a summer show. And after we finish, we go, we're not doing that again. And then we get a summer show. Dang it. So, yeah, it's like on top of the heat, you also have rain.
Yeah.
And our sets for Twisted Metal, I mean, they got flooded 2 times.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because we had this one great outdoor set and it looked so good. And I think it was like our first week of filming. I want to say maybe our
Oh
second day. And I mean, we had to shut down for the day because
no.
all the stuff was floating out.
Oh my God. Oh
You know,
my
that
God.
coupled with, lightning delays, flooding, the heat. And, in Louisiana, they always say, you can experience all four seasons in one day. And that's not an exaggeration. It could happen.
Yes, I've been to Louisiana, but I made a movie about somebody who is from there, Kevin
Oh,
O'Quinn,
yeah,
and
Kevin
he,
O'Quinn. Yeah.
yeah. So he was, but he was in Lafayette. So
Oh, that's where
I
I'm from originally.
oh wait, are you really? Oh, that's fantastic. Oh my gosh, amazing. Yeah, so I love it there. And but I've never had like a project or a film there, like shooting there, but I hear so many stories like that. But
Oh, yeah.
oh my goodness, that's a lot, yeah, to have your stuff floating away. But I'm sure there's insurance and all this stuff that they have to deal with
Right.
too.
Right, exactly. And I mean, our luckily, like Anthony Mackie, he's from New Orleans.
Oh, is
So,
he?
yeah, and I mean, he
Cool.
lives there. And I think that that's gonna, he'll have a little bit of weight behind him to say, no, I want to
Yeah.
keep it here. Because that's where why we shot there to begin with, was because he
Okay.
wanted to be home. And
Nice.
so I think that that hopefully will kind of, hold some ground where we can just kind of all just keep filming there. It would be great.
And tell me a little bit about your other, like when you're not working on a show, what are the other things that you do? You body paint and do, you said you have other things and I want to know what they are.
Well, I we have my husband and I own like a screen printing business, so
Oh,
we
cool.
do screen printing T-shirts and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
We also have a rage room
What is
where
that?
where people go and they break stuff. So,
Like on reality shows when they have the therapy and then they
yes,
send them in
and they go
there.
and break, yeah.
I love this. How did you come up with that idea?
Well, it's kind of funny. We were supposed to do like an escape room
Okay.
back when, but like
That was
before escape rooms
happening.
were really big. Yeah, it
Sure.
was right before it, and we're like, okay, yeah, we could do this because both my husband and my oldest daughter are like escape room junkies. They love it. So they're like, we could do it. And then we realized, no, we can't because we don't really know what we're doing.
To build it, that was the hang up, like actually
Right. Well,
building the.
actually, I mean, some of the stuff I built most of the rooms out, like fake walls, fake brick walls, and
Oh my God.
we actually had, I think, two of the rooms built out, but then when it came down to figuring out the timing of the puzzles and what puzzles to do and how to do that, we were just like, we have no clue.
Oh
I mean,
my God,
in
this is
hindsight, we
hilarious.
should have just paid somebody because you could do that. You could pay somebody to like figure out your puzzles and get it all worked out.
There's like a consultant, like I'm an escape.
Exactly. Yeah. So we should have
Oh.
done that, but we didn't. We were just like, okay, so now what? And we're like, well, guess we could just do a rage room because it doesn't cost anything to set up and we already have all the rooms.
This is I
And so
want to
that's what
come
we
and do
did.
that.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, they have like where you the rage room where you break stuff. We do axe throwing and like splatter paint. So again, I had to throw the little
Oh,
artistic side
of
in
course.
there.
Of course. I love this. I also feel like you should have like crazy clowns chasing people. Like just like a Halloween must be an insane time for you guys.
It's
You don't do it
for
'cause it feels
me,
like work.
no, it's not that. It's that I'm usually working.
Okay,
That's
that
usually
makes
what it is.
sense.
I think this was the first Halloween that I haven't worked in years.
Oh my
So it's
God.
like my kid's like, well, here's my costume. She sent it to me like 6 months before, so I make sure that I have it because I'm usually not there. I'm like, okay, got
Wow.
it all for you. You're ready to go.
Oh, I love
Yeah.
it.
But
You
yeah, it's
make the
funny
whole
that
thing.
you're saying that the clowns with the rage room, that's our first t-shirt that I designed was a killer clown on the t-shirt.
Of
It was like,
course.
face your fears. Yeah, it was
Of
great.
course. I mean, there actually must be some truth to that psychology of the rage room. I mean, it must be really therapeutic for some people who've really been through trauma and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times we have like an intake email where they tell us why they're coming, and there's some really very heart-touching and sad, very tragic reasons that people go in, and it does seem to help them a lot. So
dude, this is a
it's nice to
show.
know.
I'm sorry, you who call someone you, this is a show. Like, you,
Right?
yes, like the people and why they come there and what they get through. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's really
Wow.
nice.
That's cool. Do you ever go in there like with your husband and just like just get in a fight? I would love to do that with my husband.
We actually don't go in there as often as we do. And I think it's because we had to do it so much to like get content.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
So it's like, I just remember like the first time before we even really had it all set up, it was literally like one day we were doing an escape room and the very next day we pivoted to let's do a rage room.
Wow.
So it's like piecing together stuff that we just went and found to film videos of us breaking stuff.
Oh my
and
God, how fun. And who was
yeah
filming it? Your kids?
No,
Each
actually
other.
my oldest kid did film some of it because I mean she's an adult. She's my kid, but she's all grown up. So yeah, she actually our social media person. So she
Nice.
takes care of all the content now. So I don't have to go do that anymore.
I'm waiting for that day. I'm like telling my son, I will pay you money. He's like,
I
I
know.
just, I don't know. And I'm like, ugh, it's
Oh
killing
my
me. So
gosh.
I'm waiting for that
That's
day.
my youngest. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
She's just
They'll
like,
grow out of
eh.
it. Yeah.
Eh.
I'm like, why don't you want money? I don't. Anyway. That's amazing. 'Cause I feel like you guys have just this family affair vibe for everything. 'Cause that's how you were raised. That's
Yeah.
great. This is a show. I'm sorry. Calling all people who make shows. This is like your whole family. I love this. Oh, well, Stacey, it was amazing to talk with you. Where can we
Yeah,
find out
same.
about all your stuff?
My website, stacyperry.com.
Stacyperry.com.
I also have Instagram and all those good guys, Twitter, and it's all at Thesta, THESTAH, which is my nickname that my brothers gave me.
I love that.
So I've just embraced that one.
But
And then,
when I see it on social life, I say the star, like the star. You know what I mean?
like
Like,
that. I like that.
It's like the star. I like it too.
That's great. Yeah, I never thought about it that way. That works out.
There you go.
Double
There you go.
meaning.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. And your show is on which streamer? It's on Amazon Prime.
Peacock.
Peacock. That's right.
It's on
That's right.
Peacock.
Okay.
Yep.
Just, I wanted to hear that straight from you because I will say the wrong one and God forbid. So that's on Peacock and we're going to be looking out for season two and hopefully
Too.
I will be talking to you again when that comes out.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Stacey.
Thank you.
Look Behind the Look is a Vinyl Foot production written by me, your host, Tiffany Bartok, produced by Jace Bartok and edited by Nicole Tucker. If you're interested in learning more, find our video version on the YouTube channel, Look Behind the Look Podcast. There you can see rare photos and clips from our guests. And please follow us on Twitter at Look Behind Pod and Instagram at Look Behind the Look. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe. And tell your friends and spread the word. You can subscribe to us on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Thanks for listening to Look Behind the Look.